This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on August 22, 2013. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Okay, Mr. Vice Chairman.
There's another item on the agenda, which I asked under Directive 17 to be put on the agenda. I see it says it's to be held over to a future meeting. Could you explain that hold, just so I understand what's going on here?
I suspect you understand what's going on here, Mr. Vice Chairman. As commissioners have done since long before I got to the commission, I'm exercising my prerogative to hold that matter over. Mr. Hunter.
Do you anticipate doing so indefinitely? How many times do you plan to hold it over? And for how long?
I don't know, but I'm holding it over today.
So if I could.
Mr. Vice Chairman.
So you're invoking a longstanding practice of unlimited holds by commissioners? Because I thought it was, I thought the sort of commission convention was one hold per commissioner, and then it's more a question of commission comedy at that point. Because when we read the directives, it talks about motions to hold things to a next meeting or lay things over. I think it's lay things over for either next meeting or date certain. I just want to get a sense of what the precedent is here, because it generally had been you that made the most noise about commissioners wanting to hold things. In fact, beginning of this year, you tried to change it and make that one hold per partisan side, not one per commissioner. So confused as to what the basis is to have multiple holds. And if that's how it is, then that's how it is. But I'm just looking at the written procedures, and I don't see how this works. So I'm just asking to state it. Now, you have, if you want to elaborate, it's your prerogative. But I'm just confused.
You are correct. At the beginning of the year, I had proposed that we limit ourselves to one hold per matter. That suggestion was not agreed to by the folks on your side of the table, because you wanted to hold on to your prerogatives to hold matters repeatedly, which has been done many times in the history of this commission and in the last 5 years and indeed this year. And I am invoking a longstanding principle, perhaps best expressed by my former colleague, Commissioner McDonald, who used to like to say, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Commissioner Hunter.
You are correct that we didn't want to give up our ability to have one hold per commissioner, because sometimes there's weighty matters that we like to consider, and there's one in particular that comes to mind. I won't mention it because it's still a pending MER. But in that MER, we had some serious issues, and we wanted to do some research. And actually, we were waiting for some files from OGC that were in a warehouse off-site. So that's the reason that we held that. It was either two or three times. I can't remember, because we were studying the issue and waiting for the files. And we have since not held that matter since, I believe, it was late January or early February, yet it has not reappeared on the executive session agenda. So the matter that you cite for our prerogative to hold it more than one time has, as far as I can tell, disappeared, and we've requested it be on the executive session agenda numerous times. In this case, we've been talking about the enforcement manual since it was brought to our attention on the November 3rd, 2011 House Oversight hearing. We've discussed it at public forums that we've held here at the Commission. We had a notice for comment put out. That Commissioner Walther supported our interest in getting public comments on the issue. As you know, we got multiple comments. Some of them were all very, very helpful. We took those comments into account and made edits to the enforcement manual that have been on the public record now since, I believe, late May or early June. And if you need more time to study the issue, you know, that's one thing. We're just trying to get a sense of how long the public's not going to know which enforcement manual OGC will be using.
I believe there was at least there were a couple of enforcement matters that were held up for months and months on end last year. And what frequently happens is when a commissioner says they're not ready to talk about something, and Nobody ever asks, you know, for a detailed explanation of that. The chair frequently just won't put it on the agenda, and that that certainly has happened in my experience. But that's not the only example of matters that have been held multiple times. I placed the enforcement manual on the agenda for our June 13th meeting. We did not get proposed edits from you all until 10 p.m. the night before the meeting. There was no way we could discuss them at 10 a.m. the following morning. I placed it again on the agenda on June 27th, and we got a request from you all at 7 p.m. the night before the meeting that it be held over. There was no explanation provided for that. I did actually ask, and I didn't get an answer to my email. So I'm just following the same procedure that's been used by commissioners throughout the years. There are many documents on the public record, so I don't think there's any lack of transparency about what the issues are. I hope we will be discussing this soon, but not today. Mr. Vice Chairman.
First, I respectfully disagree that this is consistent with longstanding practice, but specifically, you can't have it both ways and say that when there's a hold and people don't ask, because as you just explained, you did ask, and in fact, you felt the need to put that in writing to the House Administration Committee that you asked for the why we held it, and you didn't get an answer. Drawing significance that somehow that's a problem. Well, it's not. If one commissioner wants one hold, that's been the practice. The June 13th situation, you are playing a little fast and loose there, because I think that was requested to go on the agenda by a number of folks. It wasn't you just putting it on the agenda. And I thought the story before was the general counsel wasn't prepared to discuss that, but you were the one that held it on the 13th nonetheless. So which is it? I'm getting more confused the more we talk.
Neither the general counsel nor I were prepared to discuss something that you gave us at 10 p.m. the night before.
I've been recognized. I'm going to keep speaking. Thank you. I've been recognized. At one point, I want to just clarify, Commissioner Hunter said, and we fall into this sometimes, the we and who and we held, and we, it's one per commissioner, and that's the point, is merely because I may hold something, that doesn't mean Commissioner Peterson or Commissioner Hunter has burned their hold, so to speak. I mean, it seems like the three of us tend to be lumped onto the same 13th floor of the hotel as if we don't matter sometimes. And when you talk about multiple holds, let's not confuse individual commissioners holding it with the same commissioner holding it time and time again. I think there's a clear distinction between a commissioner saying that they are not prepared to vote on an enforcement matter, which is entirely understandable when there are times where the staff gets, at times it seems, years to write their report, and then we have a week to turn in a ballot on paper, and then a meeting that we would need more time to do research and whatnot, versus something that's in an open meeting agenda. Where there is some need for this to happen, it seems to me this isn't because one needs more time. It's simply waiting things out. But I'm getting more confused the more we talk, because June 13th. Who was the hold on that? I thought that was you, Madam Chair.
The general counsel did request that, but I also supported it because we did not get your draft until 10 p.m. the night before the meeting. I don't know whether you think it would have been reasonable for us to stay up all night studying that so that we and the staff could have been prepared to talk about it, but the item had been placed on the agenda for, I don't know how long, it was at least a week. I thought we all had agreement we were going to discuss it on the 13th. We at that time had a general counsel, which we don't have now, and I feel that is actually a disadvantage in our discussing the procedures of the Office of the General Counsel, and that's why I was actually eager to discuss it in June. You know, you obviously think that when you put in a request for a hold, it's reasonable, and when I do, it's not. The email, by the way, that we got on the on June 26th, that I believe shortly after 7 p.m., was from Commissioner Hunter's office, but I believe it did say it was on behalf of all three Republican.
That did, and we haven't held since. correct?
13th. I'm sorry. You held it on the 20. I'm sorry. You held it on the 27th, and then on the on July 11th, Commissioner Walther was not able to be there, and I asked Commissioner Hunter whether that meant that you all would prefer not to proceed, and she said that was correct.
Because I asked you if you what was your substantive issue with the enforcement manual, and you said you didn't want to get into the substance at that point. We were in the ladies' room.
Yes, right. You're right. I did not want to get into the substance.
And I said, well, then it seems like our best chance of getting a fourth vote is with Commissioner Walther, and if he's not going to get there, I mean, no offense, Steve, but you on the phone, it's pretty hard to negotiate and all that. So I said, yeah, it probably makes sense for us to wait until Commissioner Walther's back in the building.
Mr. Vice Chairman.
And I think for that meeting, Commissioner Walther wasn't even, I don't think you were on,
the phone
for the July. You weren't here.
I believe he was on the phone.
Were you?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I'm not sure about that, actually.
I have to look it up.
We're admitting critical facts here with the June 13th dust up, because recall that there is now a publicly available old manual that, as you have said, not even all commissioners had, and contained a lot of stuff that was put in there by various people over the years, a lot of which is still is not public. And we had a discussion about that issue. And I thought, given that someone had thought to make that part of some so-called enforcement manual once upon a time, it would be germane to a discussion of a new enforcement manual as to why that stuff is or is not included. But privilege had been asserted on that, and there were not sufficient votes to waive that privilege. I had voted to waive the privilege. And part of the discussion was that material should be part of the enforcement manual discussion. So it really should come as no surprise that, given that that stuff was not discussed in an executive session until long after June 13th, that we would not provide edits until we were hoping for something before then. But the idea we provide edits before the meeting, and somehow that's a problem, I don't see how that's a problem and why that precludes deliberation of a manual, because that's what we need to do. We don't deliberate at 10 p.m. the night before in edits. That's why we make edits, so then we can talk about things in an open meeting so folks can see what we actually do here. Whether or not the general counsel is here is kind of a red herring, because the former general counsel did put out a memo, and it was signed not just by him but by the head of enforcement, who is still here. So this idea that, well, we can't have this discussion, it just doesn't make any sense to me, because you do have one of the authors of the memo readily available and is still the head of enforcement, and I would think that would be the person who would be the one to discuss the enforcement procedures. So I don't see how that works either. But what seems to be the case is, and this is, I just want to be clear what the precedent is. There have been multiple holds by one commissioner on an open meeting, notwithstanding commission directives that clearly state if a commissioner wants to put something on an agenda, commissioner can do so. We tried to skip right over it today again, and now we have a situation with multiple holds on an open meeting agenda item, which I think is not consistent with regular order. You're conflating it with how we do the enforcement docket, which I think is a different creature. And I'm not conceding the point that this has even happened in the enforcement docket. But the more explanation, the more confusing it gets. So it seems like we just have multiple holds now, and that's how it's going to be, notwithstanding directives that let commissioners put things on an agenda, and a directive that says the business shall be called by the chair. Doesn't say may or within discretion, shall. But now I guess that doesn't mean shall. I guess it means that we can still have holds. And look, commissioners need more time. I'm certainly fine with more time, but that's not the reason that's been offered. It's not that we need more time to decide where we are in the substance. It's for other reasons, and it's not reasons that I think have been used before by commissioners.
Well, thank you for your opinion, Mr. Vice Chairman. Meeting is adjourned.